Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Mike Kosi. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Miserable.
I know. How much snow do you have there?
No, it's not the snow. Something happened to my leg last night. My Florida trip's up in the air now and everything.
What, did you trip and fall or just...
No, I was just going up the stairs and it's like my leg broke, but it's not broke. It's something behind my knee down into my foot. Oh, my God, is it painful.
Now, how old are you, Mike?
57.
Well, welcome to feeling like 65.
Well, if this is 57, boy, I mean, this is bad. I don't know what it is.
You know, there's nothing worse when something unexplained like that happens. You just, because that makes it worse, because you can understand if you were doing something physical.
Yeah, exactly.
When, you know, my first knee problem, what happened, you know when it happened when I tore cartilage? This is years ago. I was kneeling on a bed to fluff a pillow that I just made.
I was just going up the stairs. It's the back of the knee, and it doesn't hurt to touch. I don't know what it is, but I got to get this checked out.
Now, when do you plan on going to Florida, if you go?
I'm supposed to leave Thursday, but I don't know.
Well, get it checked out. You'll be all right. Don't blow the trip. Don't blow the trip.
No, I'm going. I'm going to go to the doctor's this afternoon after it stopped snowing, which it just started now.
Hey, I saw some race this weekend. It wasn't in America, but this horse.
The one in Dubai, Mendelssohn.
Where the horse just looked like they turned on afterburners.
Yeah, he ran a big race in Dubai. You know, the competition wasn't that good. So, you know, a lot of times they have horses coming out of Dubai, these three-year-olds with big reputations and this and that. That horse looked really, really good, and you know, so far over here, there's been no standout three-year-old. So maybe this might be the year that they win it. So yeah, that horse was Mendelssohn. He won easily by maybe 15 lengths or more.
It looked like a train pulling away.
Yeah, they were running, and he just kept getting further away from him.
It was absolutely amazing. Oh well, and I'm not a big horse.
Yeah, I think he was a $3 million purchase at Keeneland.
And I'll tell you what. He took off, and I'm starting to understand horses more, and then he was cruising for the whole middle part of the race. You could see it; the horse just was not really pushing. And then, they made that last turn, and oh my God, it's like the guy stepped on the gas.
Yeah, when they straightened out in the stretch, he just drew away.
Yeah, it was well. Anyway, I just had I'm getting more and more to understand the horses, but it was an amazing thing to watch, and it was a fun thing to watch, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, very impressive. Not like the Florida Derby. Florida Derby, they set suicidal fractions early, and the winner, their favorite, Audible, just got the dream trip, the garden trip, whatever you want to call it. His time wasn't that good. The Mendelssohn race was much more impressive than Audible's this weekend, the horse that won the Florida Derby.
All right, so, hey, we'll go on to what happened to the UConn ladies again. A last-second shot ends their season at 36-1. Imagine over 2 years going 72-2 and not making it to the finals because of last-second shots.
That's not good.
Well, 72-2 is, if you go 72-2 and you don't bring home the national championship in Connecticut.
It's a bad year.
It's a bad year.
Bad year, but Notre Dame's credit, they did it again last night. I was with a bunch of people watching the game, and, you know, everybody was content. Oh, it's going to go to overtime. It's going to be a good overtime, and then bang, this kid hits the shot again, and see you later, Mississippi State.
Well, it's why I posted online. It's why they play the game, ladies and gentlemen. You just never know.
You know, Notre Dame was down by like 13 in somewhere in the second half, in the third quarter, I think it was, and they came back, took the lead, and then the lead kept flip-flopping, and like I said, it looked like it was going to overtime, and this kid hit the big shot, won the game, and Notre Dame won a title.
All right, and the men's game's tonight, right?
Yep, Michigan plays Villanova.
What do you think? You think Villanova?
Who knows?
Yeah, you just don't know.
No way of telling these things.
All right, so now where else do we want to go in sports?
We're going to go to the New York Yankees.
<There he goes.
laughs> Well, you wanted Aaron Boone? You got Aaron Boone. On Saturday, Dylan Betances fell apart like a $4 suit. I'd never seen anything before like it in my entire life. Four stolen bases in one inning, and one of them was a steal of home, where he soiled the bed, I guess you can say is one way to say it. This guy Dylan Betances, he's got $1 million arm and a 2 cent head. Pilar basically went up to him and stole the teeth out of his mouth. He doesn't know how to keep a runner on. He never throws to first base. He has no concept of what he's doing. It was just an absolutely horrendous performance, and Boone left him in there to just fall apart. This is a guy that last year he was more fragile than porcelain in the bullfight, and it looks like he's on his way to falling apart again. And to come back yesterday, Aaron Boone had Robinson in there, who was not doing such a good job. He had man on second and third and two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Donaldson was coming up for the Blue Jays, the best batter on the team. So we walked him like he's supposed to do, but the one thing he forgot to do was bring in Chapman. He let Robertson pitch to Choate, the first baseman, and bang, grand slam home run, Yankees lose. Yeah. So not a good debut weekend for Aaron Boone, but that's what happens when you hire an announcer from ESPN.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Okay, what else you got for
bad
us?
Bad baseball for him.
What else you got for us in the next couple of moments?
That's about it. The Devils are closer to winning into the playoffs. A couple big wins for them this weekend, a couple losses by Florida stretched it out pretty good. The Devils can clinch a playoff spot Tuesday night against the Rangers.
The Rangers, and they'll probably do it.
More than likely, the way the Rangers are playing.
So are they playing at all? I thought they just ended
They're
the season.
Showing up.
I thought they just ended the season.
There's guys in uniform moving around.
Unbelievably sad. Unbelievably sad.
Baseball's good. There's been a couple of snow outs, a couple of rain outs. I've been up since 4:30 because my leg's been hurting watching the news. And there's, the Yankees play today at 1. The Yankees play. Where are the Yankees going to play today at 1 o'clock? It's snowing. They're talking right through the Bronx, maybe 3 to 5 inches of snow, sticking on grassy surfaces. Well, last time I checked, baseball's played on grass, isn't it?
It is. The only thing that I think is that maybe to help Boone, they should play in the snow.
Yeah, with Boone, yeah, maybe he can have a snowball fight. He can figure out how to win that one.
You know, I want the Yankees to do well, but we'll have to follow. We'll have to see if Boone is Tory in a bottle, which I seriously doubt. You only get
he's the Joe Torre that was managing everywhere, but with the Yankees. He's the Joe Torre that managed the Mets, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, the Braves. That's the Joe Torre he is. But to the Yankees' credit, there's a couple of young players that have been pushed into action this weekend and performing really well. Couple of home runs, a couple of hits. So they're getting production from players that are not named Sanchez and company. But the younger guys are producing, but Boone's not. Boone's not doing a good job so far this year.
We'll have to see what happens.
It's a lot of games ahead of you, but, I mean, just things where even, you know, the old expression, even Ray Charles can see what to do. He couldn't see it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch the season and see what happens, because that managing decision is a big, big thing as 'cause the Yankees have the players now to contend.
Well, like we spoke, I was with a lot of knowledgeable sports people yesterday, and like we said yesterday, Boone's in a no-win situation. If the Yankees win, they're supposed to win. If they lose, it's his fault. So he's in a no-win situation.
Well, it's too bad for him, but that's the situation he's in. They've got the horses now.
But that's why he's got a check with a bunch of zeros behind a crooked number. But that's why he's getting paid the big money.
You know, they've got the horses now, so he took the job. They've got the horses. He's got to deal with it. He's got to deal with it.
See what happens. But two decisions that he had to make this weekend, fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah. Well, what's as a Yankee fan, I hope that that he learns and gets better at it, because we all high expectations. Whether whether they should be there or not, they're there because the players are there, and so they got to deliver it. That's plain and simple.
This Betances, and like all you do is you hear the announcers protect him. Oh, he's a 9-time All-Star. Oh, he does. Every time I see this guy in a big spot, the other team's the ones that's jumping around when the game's over, not the Yankees. And he finds ways to lose games. I mean, here it was the third game of the season, and the Blue Jays are stealing the eyes out of his head. What do you think's going to happen when anybody else gets somebody on base? And it was so blatant that when Pilar was on third base, he was like at least a third of the way down the line, and any pitcher worth his salt knows you just step off the rubber, and if he's that far off, you pick him, or he goes back to third base, and it just ends the threat. He had no idea what to do. Yeah. Absolutely no idea what to do.
All right. Well, we'll have to see. We'll see as the season develops and see if they play in the snow today.
That's going to be interesting. Imagine making these people sit in 39-degree weather that they're going to play, and either way is bad because if you do play, oh, and if you don't play, ouch.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But if the Yankees were smart, they'd be canceling this game just like you would be canceling school for the snow.
All right, Mike, we won't cancel you tomorrow. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Take care of that leg.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, take care.
Have a good day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.